Welcome back to the podcast. Today is Monday, July 28th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College. I'll be joined this evening by Joanne Goodsell, who's a doctoral student at UC Davis. Before I get to Joanne, though, I'll give you a couple quick updates. The weather has changed again for us. It was a much more pleasant day today. It might have even been a little colder than yesterday, but considerably less moisture in the air. And up here, it's not so much the heat, it's the humidity that'll get you. So it was good to have a little change. Also, the has broken up rather terribly, and we were actually, a few of us were lucky enough to see our first seal actually swimming by. Wasn't close enough for us to see what kind, but the water has definitely started to open up a bit more. The excavations are continuing rather well. We've had finished our excavations at the Independence One house, which is a much older generation of site, and the three Thule houses, which are the main excavations, are progressing rather well. And now I think I'm going to turn it over to Joanne, who's going to speak a little bit about what her doctoral work is doing and a bit about what she's doing here. Here's Joanne.
Thanks, Eli. As Eli mentioned, my name is Joanne Goodsell, and I just finished my second year of graduate school at the University of California. I'm involved in this project basically as an advisor and principal investigator on this project. I'm slated to do work in Northwest Alaska, and I was going to begin this summer, but permits didn't come through in time, and so I was invited to come up here, which is a great opportunity to be in Greenland. So I'm happy to be here. The focus of my research is primarily zooarchaeology, looking at remains of animals and archaeological sites, and looking at what they can tell us about how they lived, what they ate, and maybe why they ate it. We can get lots of information on animal bones, what sort of season people were occupying a site, based on sometimes what animals are present. We can tell a lot by the ages of the animals. It gives us an idea of seasonality. And so these are Alaska is looking at the origins of whaling. And the house that we're excavating right now, one of the Thule houses, House 18. Right now, we're finding a lot of several artifacts in the entrance tunnel that I'm working on right now that and whales in this area. So it's pretty interesting. One of the questions we have about whaling is whether king or
hello again. This is still Monday. I guess we just lost the satellite for a minute there, but I'm going to put Joanne back on now. This will be a special two-part edition.
Okay. There seems to be so much communication act of whaling was taking place. One of the other Thule houses, all of the Thule houses seem to have baleen, but the one that we're working in right now has, great quantities of it. So it's just interesting for me because this is what I'm going to be looking at in Alaska.